Welcome in here to another week of Trojan Preview here on KJAN, our chance to speak with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks again for giving us some time.
Yeah, hey, thanks as always for supporting our kids and following our football program. We appreciate it.
Well, last week you certainly had an exciting end to the game. It's got to be nice to go out there game one and get a W on the board.
Absolutely. I think it was huge for, you know, our kids, you know, our coaching staff, too, and just our community. You know, it's been a long time since we've had a home victory and kind of in a little dramatic fashion there.
Yeah, it came down to the wire. You had an opportunity there, I guess, to make a decision whether to go for it or kick the field goal. You guys pretty confident the whole way that's what you were going to do, was kick the field goal?
Well, I don't know if the rest of the staff was real confident on kicking the field goal, but I certainly was, and I think they were too. You know, Eric Weezer has been, you know, kicking him in practice, and for a kid that's never been out, and we finally got him out this year, soccer player. You know, he was 3 for 3 when the pressure was on in practice, so sometimes being new, too, you don't quite know what that pressure is. So we ran him out there, and you know, we're just excited that he put it through the uprights.
And I know he doesn't want to take a lot of the personal credit, but it is big for a player like that, that, like you mentioned, doesn't have the experience to step in there in that moment and knock it through for you.
Yeah, and, you know, he wasn't just the only one. We've got a ton of new guys that, you know, maybe went out 1 year in middle school and now all of a sudden are out. So our coaching staff's talked a lot about, you know, we've got to really go back and refocus and reteach some things. You know, some of these kids come in and they just don't know. And so that's our job, and Eric's just one of them.
Well, what other things did you take away from game number one? I guess we'll start offensively. What did you see there? What things are you taking away from that game to work on?
Well, you know, last week we talked about being flexible. When we went to Red Oak, we weren't real flexible with, you know, the weather conditions and battling through that. So we really focused that on all week, and I think it paid off in a sense because we didn't really think – we were going to see the offense that we saw, and we certainly didn't think we were going to see the defense that we saw. So we had to make a lot of changes on the fly, and you know, credit our kids. They were good at doing that, both offense, defense, and special teams.
Well, and it looked like in particular defensively you're able to get some takeaways. Win the turnover battle, that certainly helps out a team out there in game number one.
Yeah, every Wednesday, you know, we do a turnover circuit. We focus a lot on it, and all of our players, even our quarterbacks, go through trying to get turnovers when the other team has the ball, whether that's, you know, ripping or punching the ball out or just trying to drag it out of there. So, you know, it paid off this week, and that's good.
And a few guys that looked like they stepped up pretty well defensively. One guy in the stat sheet that stood out a little bit was Chase Mullinex. He had led the team in tackles and also had an interception for you. And, of course, he's just a young player. So nice to see those guys contributing well here early on.
Yeah, Chase plays both ways for us. We're going to try to get him a spell this week as far as a little bit on offense. But he's that type of player that we have to have on the field, especially on defense. We won't budge on our defense. We like to keep our guys out there if we can, and we try to rest them on offense a little bit. So, you know, Chase had a tremendous game, and so did a lot of others.
Yeah, and it looked like offensively, of course, Garrett Franken's one of those guys that's jumping back into the program, playing quarterback here for you. It looked like he kind of went out there and did what you needed him to do, you know, controlled the game. And, you know, not big numbers, but, of course, you guys had a lot of short fields to work with as well that helped you a little bit. I guess what things do you change here this week to try to maybe boost up that offensive production a little bit?
We've spent a lot of time with the offensive line. Now we're blocking a little bit more of a four front where we thought we were going to get a five front last week, and they kind of slid their front to make it look like a four front. So our offensive line, you know, I thought they played hard. They just had a couple missed assignments. You know, that's expected game one, and I think after this week of practice, they've certainly, you know, figured it out, so to speak. With Garrett, you know, we just ask him to manage the game. You know, this whole season we've talked with our team. We're not going to do anything flashy. We're not going to have 500 yards in the air or 300 yards in the ground. It'd be great if we did, but that's just not our team. We have to get that short field with our special teams and our defense and put us, you know, give us a chance to win. And, you know, that's what we wanted. We talked about it at the beginning of the year that, hey, we just want to be close at the end of the game. And if we have a chance, then that's where we want to be.
Well, and I personally didn't have the luxury of seeing the game, but from other folks that I've talked to, that's one thing that stood out to them was those intangible things. The kicking game they thought was really good. Kickoffs, putting yourself in good position. They didn't think that Clarinda ever started beyond the 20 when you guys were kicking off. And then punting was really good for you as well to change field position.
Huge on the special teams aspect. And I think, you know, if you read the magazines and listen to the TV, that's that first game. That's what defines that first game is special teams and turning the ball over. So real pleased. Grant Podaisky's our punter. I think he had one up for 51. But part of that, too, is the coverage. The guys blocking for him and then going down and covering the punt. And I thought they were real solid. Kickoff team, holy cow. I mean, not only were we putting it where we wanted it, but our coverage on it was tremendous, too. So we're looking for that again this week.
Yeah, and that's maybe sometimes part of a game, depending on, you know, what teams focus on that they overlook. But obviously you're doing well with it, so it must be something that you're spending time on during practice as well.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time. We have our pre-practice is all special team stuff, long snapping, kicking, holding, the whole works. And then we have two 12-minute segments in practice devoted to special teams during the week. And then on Thursday, it's pretty much all special teams. So, it's a huge part of the game that, you know, people, the general fan doesn't quite look at. And, a lot of hidden yardage in that game.
And now you make the transition here from week one to week two. The old cliche is teams improve the most from week one to week two. I guess, what are you looking for here this week from your kids practice-wise? What are you hoping to improve?
Well, we need to be a little bit more consistent, both on all three phases as far as we're concerned. As nice as Eric put it through the uprights, we've had a little, penetration through some gaps there. So we focused on that on the kicking game and, offense and defensively, again, more consistency out of our offensive line, not as many missed blocks or missed assignments, I should say. And defensively, we need to be more consistent. In the second half, Clarinda had it rolling, and give them a little credit. But, our defense came back in the fourth quarter and gave us a chance to win the game. So we want to put it together for all four quarters.
One thing that's always really important in high school football is tackling and being a sound tackler. Did you think your team did that well in week one?
I thought we were better than we were at the scrimmage. We were too high. But overall, that's something we also stressed on Monday, that even our blocking and our tackling, we were just too high. So, our form was okay. We just got to be lower. And that was a big focus this week, and hopefully it translates to Friday night.
Well, and you turn the page, a new week, new opponent. Shenandoah lost a close game in overtime to AHSTW in week number one. They're a very different team from last year. Of course, lost Jake Johnson, who was a guy that kind of did everything for them offensively. What have you been able to gather from them so far, and what are you looking for from them?
Well, they run the option offense, and that's the great equalizer in football. So we are it could get scary. They've got a nice quarterback, a real nice fullback, and their offensive line gets off the football. So we're going to have our hands full as far as defensively. So I think our defense is up to the challenge, but that's something that I challenged them last night is, are you going to do your job? Are you going to be disciplined? And we've worked on that this week. Offensively, what scares me is their two middle linebackers. I think they had a tremendous game last week. They led the team in tackles. I think they almost led Southwest Iowa in tackles. So those two middle linebackers, we're going to have to control, or we're going to have a long night.
Well, and I guess in that respect, really important for your guys up front to be able to hold off that initial charge, and then, of course, let the opportunity for some guys to maybe get off a block, get downfield, and get in front of those guys.
Absolutely. It starts with getting off the football. We've got to have that first quick step. And just getting into them, we don't necessarily need a pancake block or, we don't have to have those guys on the ground. It'd be great if it happened, but we don't need that. We just got to get off the football, get into them for that initial surge, and let our running backs run a little bit.
Well, and pretty unique, the challenge, I guess, defensively that you face. In week one, you're playing a system that almost hardly anybody runs with the spinner back setup that Clarinda has. Now you transition to another very assignment-based offense and playing the option. It's a great challenge for your defense here in the first 2 weeks of the year.
Yeah, we put a lot of pressure on our defense. As the old cliche is, defense wins championships. And, we don't do anything offensively. to hurt our defense. You know, we're not going to throw the ball from the 2-yard line coming out. We want to make sure that we, you know, take care of our defense too, and it works both ways. Our defense has got to get some three and outs and allow us, our offense, to get back on the field so they can rest. So we'll see. You know, we got to play discipline.
Well, and this is, of course, your first opportunity to head on the road. Changes things a little bit, different atmosphere, maybe a little bit different routine for everybody. What are you expecting in that regard?
Well, you know, Shenandoah always has a good following. They like their football down there. It's been, I think the last time I was down there for a football game was when I was playing probably as a sophomore in maybe 89. So I'm excited to get back there and just see the atmosphere again. So we're expecting a big crowd. Their first home game. We're gonna have to be ready to go.
And I guess last week was your first opportunity to get through a game here with the kids. You know, everything changes a little bit on game night and how everybody reacts to certain situations. How did you feel like the in-game flow went? The adjustments that you made on the fly. Everybody's response. Did that go well?
Yeah, I thought that went extremely well for a couple of reasons. One, it's first game of the season, but number two, a brand new coaching staff, and you know they figured out, our kids have figured out, you know, how we kind of want to practice and what we expect at practice. But you never really know at a game. You know, everything kind of changes, as you mentioned. So I thought they did a tremendous job, our kids, as far as, you know, changing things on the fly. And I thought our assistant coaches were also tremendous, as we needed to make some adjustments. We had to make them quick, and they did.
Yeah, that's the other side of the coin that maybe people don't think about is you do have a staff that's very familiar with each other, but you get into that game night, and, of course, you guys are learning how to work with each other at the same time as well.
Yeah, it gets pretty chattery on the headphones sometimes. We've got a lot of guys giving input. That's what we want. And so you've got to make sure what we're hearing upstairs gets relayed out onto the field. So I thought it was a pretty good week.
Well, I guess here coming into this next road contest, what are you really looking for your team to come out and accomplish here in week two?
Well, I just, you know, some of our goals are the same. Number one, we got to play hard. You know, are we running on and off the field? You know, what's our body language look like? When we see some adversity, how do we react? You know, those are goals that we have throughout every game week. And this week's going to be especially focused on that. You know, when you go on the road, there's going to be some adversity. And, you know, how do we react to that? That's going to be a big part of this game.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time here to talk again this week. We hope we get to talk to you next week with a 2-0 mark.
Yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate all the support, and our kids do too.
All right, thanks a lot. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview here in week number 2. Our talk here with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott.